This Simon & Schuster audio program is presented in respectful memory of Gilda Radner, who died on May 20th, 1989.
It's Always Something by Gilda Radner. I started out to write a book called A Portrait of the Artist as a Housewife. I wanted to write a collection of stories, poems, and vignettes about things like my toaster oven and my relationships with plumbers, mailmen, and delivery people. But life dealt me a much more complicated story. On October 21, 1986, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Suddenly, I had to spend all my time getting well. I was fighting for my life against cancer, a more lethal foe than even the interior decorator. The book has turned out a bit differently from what I had intended. It's a book about illness, doctors, and hospitals, about friends and family, about belief and hopes. And I hope it will help others who live in the world of medication and uncertainty. These are my experiences, of course, and they may not necessarily be what happens to other cancer patients. Cancer is probably the most unfunny thing in the world, but I'm a comedian, and even cancer couldn't stop me from seeing humor in what I went through. So I'm sharing with you what I call a seriously funny book, one that confirms my father's favorite expression about life: it's always something. Buddha told a parable in a sutra. A man traveling across a field encountered a tiger. He fled, the tiger after him. Coming to a precipice, he caught hold of the root of a wild vine and swung himself down over the edge. The tiger sniffed at him from above. Trembling, the man looked down to where, far below, another tiger was waiting to eat him. Only the vine sustained him. Two mice, one white and one black, little by little started to gnaw away the vine. The man saw a luscious strawberry near him. Grasping the vine with one hand, he plucked the strawberry with the other. How sweet it tasted! I found that parable in a book called Zen Flesh, Zen Bones. It's a collection of Zen and pre-Zen writings compiled by Paul Reps. Like in the romantic fairy tales I always loved, Gene Wilder and I were married by the mayor of a small village in the south of France.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?